Blimey. Big week. Big win.
Monumental. You know, I didn't want to play it up too much before the game, but it's a huge, huge win in the context of where we are. I felt we started the game slowly, and I felt our play at times, you know, we had a good 25 minutes of the second half, and then we had a mad minute just before half time, and you can't do that against a team of Wigan's quality. We got the minute at half time, we just told the two wide boys, Max and Liam, just to settle a wee bit more on the ball. They were trying too hard, you know, which is always a good thing because the enthusiasm is great, but they've definitely got better quality than that. But our play in the second half for 30-35 minutes was, I thought Tuesday night was good, that was twice as good.
And you're out in the bottom three.
Yeah, psychologically massive. And sometimes you're glad of the international break, but the way we're playing, you'd like to keep going, but it'll be good to get for the boys to get away for a few days and relax and maybe get, if an opportunity, a break, you know, 4 or 5 days, as long as they look after themselves properly, obviously. But that's important as well in the season that we have facing us.
And Max Clayton with his first goal.
First goal was crucial, you know. If it goes to Wigan, then we have to give them encouragement. But, you know, it's a great run, but it's Lee Chin Young. I mean, the weight of the pass and the vision. You know, I didn't even see Max, so, I mean, how he sees it, I don't know, but... And the finish was fantastic. And then I thought the second goal was the goal of the game. You know, the movement. Liam hits it on the turn, and Craig, who had been instigating in the move, followed in, and a fantastic header. And it gave us a real springboard to go on. They played, and they played with enthusiasm, they played with quality. The penalty might have been a bit dubious, probably from Uwe's point of view, but he has got his hands around him. And Craig was a handful again all night, particularly second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's just gone better and better. I mean, the first half, I mean, goodness knows what you said at half time. Were you disappointed with your team's performance in the first half?
No, I was disappointed with the start.
Yeah.
No, you know, Andy probably touched the ball more than anyone else, you know, because we weren't looking forward to start with. But then once we settled and we got, you know, Chungi and Craig in the game, and certainly our two midfield boys more into the game. And, you know, you got to give Wigan credit. They had a real go at it, but we felt they would run out of steam. And we felt at half-time, maybe that's the best they've got. And if we, you know, find another 5-10%, we'd win the game. And that's, thankfully for us, the way it panned out.
It was a fantastic way for Craig to end his week, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's been magnificent. You know, he takes the hits. You know, keeps saying to the players, you know, you try and play up there with 6'4" centre-halves hanging all over you and going through the back of you, especially when the ball's aimed at his Adam's apple, you know. But he does it with aplomb. He's getting better. And he deserved his goal. His goal was, like I said, the goal of the game. So, yeah, his contribution. He's getting better, which, again, I'm delighted with.
You changed your penalty taker as well. You said you maybe wanted a more technical penalty taker. They don't come more technical, I suppose, than Chungi, do they?
Well, yeah. I mean, the way he's playing, you know, he's full of confidence. And we just wanted him. He's probably the most experienced player we've got. And you need experience in those situations. Thankfully, he's got up there, put it away under, again, pressure. And even a 3-0, I'm sitting there going, it's 25 minutes to go. You know, let's hope we see it out. I'm disappointed with the goal because, to be fair, Callum McManaman's on one leg. You know, we're sleeping, we're ball watching. But apart from that, Mills, I thought, from start to finish, was massive tonight. You know, it was a monumental game. So they're in a good place.